This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave McNair joins us, local author and reporter. He's got an article in The Hook last week, and also you have news about Shadyac in this week. Is that right?
Or? That's right, yeah.
Yeah. We'll just... get right up on that thing, and let's see. Let's start, if we can, with your article last week about the downtown mall and the fountains. Fascinating piece, and congratulations for bringing this story out, because how many of us have walked on the downtown mall and sort of scratched our heads and looked at these fountains that look like they were, at one time, they were beautiful, and now to say they've been ignored is an understatement.
Right. Well, it's interesting how this story came about, because... An architect, acquaintance of mine, he mentioned to me, he said, what's the deal with that Central Place fountain? And I said, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. And I looked at a map of the mall, and it said there were four fountains on the mall. And immediately, I could not place the four fountains. And I asked some, reporters that I work with, can you guys place the four fountains? And nobody could. And the one that everybody missed was the one at the Nook. So there's one at Miller's, there's the Central Place fountain, there's one near Sal's, and there's one at the Nook. And I had to look at a map, and then I had to walk down there and figure out where they all are. And I've been living here since 1992, And so I figured there's something wrong with that, why they're so invisible. And then another interesting thing was that they were not meant to be invisible. In fact, Lawrence Halprin, who's the landscape architect who designed the mall, that's what he's known for worldwide. He's known for his interactive public spaces, particularly in Portland, where he has these beautiful sort of fountains that have chutes and people ride in them. And, that's a signature of his design. And then also the downtown mall is one of his most successful projects. Because
right here in Charlottesville.
Exactly.
And so there's a difference between, just to clarify this, we're talking with Dave McNair, just to clarify, there's a difference between a fountain and an interactive fountain.
Yeah. The architects that I spoke to about this, all of them agree that Halpern intended the fountains on the mall to be interactive, all of them.
Meaning you could just, on a hot day at lunch break, you could take your shoes off
stick
and
your foot in there, wade in there. That's what they were designed for. They were a scaled down version of what he had originally wanted. Apparently, he had originally wanted a larger interactive sort of fountain where the amphitheater is now, but that was nixed because it was too expensive for the city.
Huh. So what is the situation now with the fountains? Because we certainly don't see what the architect had intended. In fact, I'm shocked that there's four. I always thought there was just one in the middle that has a chain around it. You can't even got no water in it, and there's a chain around it.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's happened is the restaurants that, particularly Miller's, that surrounds the fountain, sort of co-opted the fountain, which was part of their lease agreement like 20 years ago, when they had a vending agreement with the city, and city council approved their outdoor space around the fountain. But it's sort of become like Miller's fountain, and it really wasn't intended to be. It was supposed to be a public fountain. And so they're sort of hidden away. It's the same thing, near Sal's or at the Nook. They're sort of hidden away in these outdoor seating areas, so people don't really notice them.
Well, I think it's arguable that most of the mall has become privatized. It was supposed to be originally this long public thoroughfare, but with the success of the mall and the success of the businesses there and the city really trying to reach out and incorporate and bring those businesses out into the mall with these outdoor seating areas, so much of the mall has become privatized. And now it's like walking through a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's interesting, too, because as I started to look into it, people have different opinions. And as far as the city is concerned, at one point they saw it as a liability, especially the Central Place fountain, because Rick Barrick at the city sent me a photo today of maybe back in the 80s before the chain was there. And there's kids slopping around in the water, and the water's run over on the mall. And, he pointed out, that could be really slippery. There's concerns about, about liability for a fountain like that, especially for kids. And so, at some point, somebody decided to put a chain there.
And the chain exists today, and the water is gone.
Apparently,
the central place.
Yeah. And I don't know completely what the deal with the fountains are, but somebody told me that it had, one of them has a little leak, and there's some maintenance involved. And the mall's 30 years old, so it would take some work, sort of like, you know, restore them to their.
So we need to like fix what's there and open it up and let people experience the, you know, what the architect had intended, or redo it so the city is less worried about some type of liability, which is understandable. I mean, that's the lawyers get paid to think like that, and
right.
And if they identify a liability, they want to close that down. And but it is sort of sad to walk by and see this. Because I remember years ago when I first moved here in 89, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was, the water would flow in the summer, and it was, you know, the splashing water, and the kids would put their feet in. And
yeah. No, as an architect at UVA, Beth Meyer, who's a landscape architect, told, you know, her take on it was, you know, why can't we, you know, just entertain a little bit of risk in our urban environments? Why do we have to be so, you know, concerned about, you know, somebody's going to get hurt, you know, or somebody, you know, somebody's, you know, going to drown, or, you know, the water will get stinky. You know, it seems like it's a debate between that kind of thinking and then, you know, the more free thinking way of saying, hey, you know, the guy designed the mall, like, for these interactive fountains. Shouldn't they be used as interactive fountains?
My guest is Dave McNair, a local reporter. Got an article in The Hook last week about the fountains on the downtown mall. And real quick, I got about a minute left, but what's up with Shadyac? Who is he, and why is he making news here?
You don't know who Tom Shadyac is?
For the folks who don't know.
Okay. Well, he was a man in town who did a movie last year called Evan Almighty, a director. And he, last fall, he approached some folks in town, particularly Dave Norris on city council, about possibly buying a space to provide a homeless shelter and a community center for the city. Legend has it, you know, some people I spoke to, that while he was staying at the Omni, he was putting some homeless people up at the Omni while he was there.
When he was here doing the movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's something he has always wanted to do. Apparently, he tried to do something like this out in L.A., but ran into a lot of bureaucratic roadblocks. And interestingly enough, what happened was the First Christian Church on Market Street went up for sale last year after being a congregation for 175 years, this 110-year-old building. And the congregation decided to sell it because of a parking issue downtown. They couldn't really park at the church, and they wanted to build a new church, so they put it up for sale. And that's the building that Tom Shadyac bought.
So he has bought the First Christian Church on Market Street downtown.
He has a contract on it. He hasn't quite bought it yet because they're waiting for a February 5th city council meeting where they'll talk about approving that project or not.
And with the intention of making it into a homeless shelter.
Exactly.
Interesting.
He has a relationship with a group in town called Compass Day Haven, which was started by Jim Barnes, who's a reference librarian at the Jefferson Memorial Library, and sort of created this in response to the situation at the library, where there's an awful lot of homeless people who use the steps or use the library as a shelter.
Local writer Dave McNair, you can read his work online at readthehook.com, and your website?
Do I have a website?
Yeah, you do have a website.
Oh, yeah. What is it? I think it's davidmcnair.wordpress.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.